It's 51551, The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1.
You may have noticed that the weather has turned cold again this week, which will turn the minds of many once again into the cost of their energy bills as their hand hovers over the switch on the wall. Well, today Sinn Féin had a motion looking for more action from government on high energy costs. Darren O'Rourke, what are you looking for?
Well, action from government instead of the kid gloves they've been treating energy companies with. So the introduction of a windfall tax on, you know, carb gas as a fossil fuel producer, but also immediately on the super profits of energy companies, particularly those with strong renewables portfolios, solar and wind. They have really been making huge profits.
Capping bills? Do you want to see bills capped?
We want to see a price break, so bills capped at the June 2021 level for a period from here out until the end of June, which would, you know, would provide certainty for families and residences, given, you know, the inordinate pressure families are under.
And costing how much and paid for by whom?
Yeah, costing in the region of 550 million euros over that period, and paid for from the windfall tax, which, by the government's design, I have to say, and there's an important point that hasn't been picked up, and I think has been misrepresented consistently by government spokespersons, is so the carb gas piece will be on 2022 and 2023 profits, but the renewables piece on, you know, which is the important piece for Ireland, will only run from December 22 until June 23. So for a 7-month period, not capturing the super normal profits that they were making when gas was out of this world last August.
Right. Nasa Harrigan, what do you think of that proposal?
I mean, I'm glad to hear some more meat on the bones of it, because I was reading this motion and it did strike me as incredibly thin. There's not an awful lot of detail in how it would really work and what the financial mechanisms are. I have to say, I mean, I'm interested by the CARB proposal, but, you know, we're mentioning there decoupling electricity from gas and things like the windfall tax. Effectively, most of those are things that we have to work in partnership with our EU.
But we don't have to, like other European countries have done.
We don't have to, but to be effective and to make any money out of it, we kind of do.
No,
and I have to say, it doesn't really make a huge amount of sense to me to do it this way.
Like, tax is a national competency. That doesn't have to be done. States can move on it if they want to move on it. So what would be ineffective about the state doing
the
windfall tax?
Well, there is an EU agreement for
own.
That 30% windfall tax rate. And certainly, I think, considering the profits that we're seeing and the failure of energy companies to move fast, we could look to increase that from 30 to maybe 40 or 50%. I think that's realistic. I mean, look, if you look at the example of the UK, when they started to do a domestic tax in that way, what they did was
take Spain and Portugal.
They pushed small, you know, they didn't actually get the people who are getting the energy at source. What they did is push out small retailers, and it caused huge pressure on the sector and actually ended up increasing prices, and it was a huge mistake.
They have far greater exposure to gas than we do.
I'm talking about the way you retail energy.
But also, Spain and Portugal made this move as far back as 18 months ago.
They did it on the basis of their low interconnectivity,
similar to Ireland, and their exposure to gas, similar to Ireland. So we had the basis. We could have taken that move at that time. The government opposed it.
Sinn Féin want to distance themselves here from the British approach, because last year they were proposing exactly what Liz Truss did.
That's not the case.
Let Martin Hayden finish.
The price cap on energy and the mini budget that Sinn Féin spent all last year looking for, that Liz Truss introduced, which tanked their economy. Now all of a sudden Sinn Féin want to say no.
It was never a bit differently. We never had that proposal.
The fact of the matter is, government have had very significant interventions.
But would you accept other countries are better positioned, or other consumers are better positioned to wait than Irish consumers? Because the Germans have already introduced a significant bundle of help for energy consumers. So they may not be as pushed to the pin of their collar as Irish consumers, who may need this in the shorter term.
It absolutely makes sense for us to work hand in glove with European partners, but government have stood in.
But some of whom are keeping permanent energy help in place.
No, but government has in different ways. But if you look at what government's interventions have been, the 2.4 billion euro package, you know, we've seen three 200 euro energy interventions for households. Government stands ready to do more when needed, and we do have the windfall tax coming. It is right that we work across Europe.
But Finnegall argued against
it. I think people can look at their bills and see for themselves exactly how drastic this become. During the debate in the Dáil this evening, there was one example given of a man who'd been recently released from hospital. I think he has to use an oxygen tank, and he got a bill for 1,700 euros. Mm. And these are real bills that are landing on people's doorstep. And what the government said a couple of weeks ago, Leo Varadkar said, his exact quote were that the price reductions in bills were nowhere near enough so far, and that the government wouldn't be found to be wanting on this. And they raised this issue of the hyper profits of the companies being targeted. Now, in a post-cabinet briefing today, a government spokesman said this windfall tax will come before the Dáil in the coming weeks, and he said they hope to have it implemented by the summer recess. And I will.
The question has to be asked: why the initial projections for this windfall tax was to bring in 1.9 billion euros, and now the projections are up to 600 million euros.
Okay, Martin Hayden, is the windfall tax going to be used to pay for the next round of 200 euro energy credits post the next budget, or will it be extra help in and of itself?
It'll be extra help in and of itself, because the interventions we've had to date, we've seen 2.4 billion interventions last year, and their most recent budget was then another 2.5 billion on top of that, and the 1.2 billion just in February. And this is real difference to people's lives. It's, you know, the 100 euro per child, it's the hot meal scale, it's programme, it's beyond just the energy interventions, but the energy piece is critical. And whether it's the TBES scheme for small businesses that have seen that really significant scheme, that really significant pressure on them, that scheme has allowed us, we have made changes to it to increase access to it and to increase the support.
All right, okay, very briefly.
In the next round, what we need to do is not make them one-off measures. We need an uplift for people that's permanent.
Darren O'Rourke, briefly now.
This measure, it should have brought in 1.9 million euros if the government brought it in on time. But Pascal Donoghue argued against, as recently as August 22, argued against the windfall tax, said it would undermine investment in renewables and undermine our energy transition.
On its own,
I think it will be backdated, though.
It won't be backdated.
That's what it was said this evening.
It won't be backdated. That's the point I'm making here. The important piece of just to be very clear in relation to it, and I've read the regulation, I must be the only one that has, it is only going to apply for the energy companies. It's only going to apply from December 22 until June 23 for the renewables piece. For the fossil fuel piece is going to be backdated to 22, but that's limited for us because we don't have Shell or ExxonMobil or others.
We're going to leave that